also learning from his kids who are going to the elite schools and come back and doesn't want to be completely out of touch with them. And I said, for example, the war, it's not just the war, it wasn't that, it was just trying to bridge with some kind of decent peace, or whether it was the issue of ABM trying to maintain the strength so that we could then deal with the Soviet, or whether it's the, whether it's any kind of an issue like this, we had precious little support, believe me. That's one of the people that we should have had from the establishment. The church is hardly any except the fundamentalists, Baptists, some of the conservative Catholics, then some of the fundamentalists and so forth in the South and West and so forth and so on. And of course, they're scattered around the country. But as far as the better so forth, church, if I have to be a Quaker, the better ones, the upper class, and the Episcopalians, of course, are the worst Episcopalians, the Presbyterians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A dead loser. And this debt, of course, is a distant question, but of course, we all have a good idea. So, secondly, I said, okay, so your church leaders, actually, we had no support except from the Billy Graham, the first Billy Graham, the second most smart man, they're not bad, but he's not respected as being a leader. And the second group that we should have had support from, the educators, because this is the educators, and the, not only the college presidents, we followed their students, the faculty, and so forth and so on. The faculty group was much weaker than their students. And by the time they got through, and we found, for example, the freshmen in college, even Ivy League colleges, were much stronger and much younger than the seniors.
Correct.
And as they went through the graduate schools, then we lost them. And not all of them, but some. And they come out of the next class. And then the next group that you'll be wondering about is an educated masters. Yes, they're the businessmen. Now, the businessmen should be there because they're conservative, that's baloney. They're conservative and frankly selfish as they should be, and I always hope they are, seeking their ends. But in terms of standing for principle and the rest, they've got no guts. And they did come in and they did stand up. And I said, curiously enough, I said, it's hard for anybody to believe it. I said, the only support, and this is quite true, we had some business support. We had a couple of Middle West Southwest. We had some Middle West Southwest as far as departments, right? As far as classes in this country. When I remember the 3rd, just before I gave a speech, and that's what brought on the speech, I remember the 3rd, 1969, call in the Great Silent Majority. It came from this country about 65%. And when we won the election, where did it come from? The people who stood by them, the people that some way or other had a beating in their gut reaction. For a variety of reasons, they were against demonstrators, there were people just, they were necessarily hawking the rest, but they just believed in right. Where were they? The laboring shift, the farm, the middle American kind of a guy, the Main Street businessman, not the Wall Street businessman,
right.
The member of the Chamber of Commerce, not the member of the NAM. So, now this is very hard for him to understand. I said, so you have got to direct your book to the leader class in America, in the present time, you may not feel as strong as I do, but I know where it's important.
I feel quite strong about
it. And I can tell you that the leader class in America is very, very serious, gentlemen. I have them at the White House all the time. I have dinners, of course, my hand supported from so forth and so on. But I know why they support me. They support me solely because they thought I was going to win.
I'm writing a book. 1963 to 1972, educated incapacity.
Incapacity.
Educated incapacity. The theme of the book is this shot up here. You see, why educated incapacity? Now, the term comes from that, and I've mentioned you read it before. He used the term trained incapacity, which he meant the inability of educators and sociologists to understand certain simple issues, which they wouldn't have understood if they had that training. You know what I mean? Today, the biggest problem that space faces, the central problem, I have a direct paper on science if you're interested, is that the more educated you are, typically, the more limited the newspaper, more prestigious the institution, the less they understand issues like this and this. Much less more of these.
Just this word is great.
What is this?
I remember Ralph Hunchback School, my education, I was exposed to it. Basically, when I was, and not putting it in personal terms, my years in Washington and New York and so forth, I looked at all these people
country in the West. This is between matters of figure. In all Western Christian countries, this is on the decline, except the U.S.
First of all, I'm not having that without appearing to be a hard-hearted, non-American.
frankly about the Pentagon, the Pentagon Blair, that was all very hard, very funny.
Yeah.
So both the New York Times and the Washington Post got under their skin. Not because they had votes, but their daughter read it.
And they went out. It really is the reason it happened.
Yeah. And this, but somebody, I like it. Yeah. your side are very important, but they don't think they join your side. All they admit is that, oh, there's some truth in this particular issue. You see, you don't get the moral support you might want to get, or the moral credit for it, but the country has changed.
And that will eventually affect these people.
Oh, sure, it affects very, very easily.
Because there is power, too.
There is a power, and also it's a survival. And also, they're basically decent people. Take, for example, you look there. Oh, sure. No, they're basically decent. That's the problem. If they weren't decent, you can get to them very much easier, much easily. Scoundrels can be bribed or blackmailed.
They think with their hearts.
They think with their heart, but it's pretty emotional. This is crazy, but it's factual, but it's correct. And they think they're finding God's word. See, the New York Times, for example, consciously thought that it was their job to get us out of being there, losing. That was it.
Yeah, and now they're losing. They got out. Now they want to lose. They want to destroy the chances for peace. And they want to destroy the chances for aid because they want to prove they were right.
They have to. There's no way for them to explain a successful South Vietnam thing. They can't explain it. There's no way. So if South Vietnam succeeds, they have to eat dirt.
Sure.
There's no other choice.
What do we do? When
you make something, say, you shall succeed.
To sure you can.
No, you make it succeed. South Vietnam works. Here, I believe, for example, you see, one of the problems of your you mentioned about the third speech, the one you just mentioned there, are you? I wrote an article about that speech, said this is the most important speech made in Vietnam by any American president. Got printed all over the newspapers, including the newspapers. As far as I know, it was the only article that the speech was important. It was the first time a theory of victory was given to the American people of the immunization program.
Mr. Chance, a way to do it.
Yeah, a way to do it. Now, what was weak about the speech, I would argue, my colleagues agree here a little bit, was you did, there were two separate, the speech had two aspects. One part of here's a program which might work. Then you said, you threatened the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, with all kinds of retaliation if they tried to clear the program.
Right.
I would let that out. Because the theory of the left is that this entire problem of immunization is an attempt to get a one-year pause so we can withdraw respectively and then take over North Vietnam. Now, if you believe that, then this means the United States is having hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese killed to preserve its respectability.
Yeah.
That makes us criminal. They recognize that. The only possible respect program the United States could have is to say, we're taking not a bare chance of victory, but a good chance of victory. It's got to be good, not bare. You see? Secondly, it's got to be very clear. I'm going to send you some Vietnamese scenarios I've got published in Saudi Review, Saudi Amplified, which makes clear that the Vietnamese policies may have been mistaken, may have been right, it's very hard to tell, but were not the absolute disaster that the people think. It's really open. The history of what it means.
Otherwise, the North Vietnamese would never settle for the uneasy, whatever it may be, peace we presently have. In other words, the very symbolism of Pew coming to the United States, I mean, that was what they wanted all along. Their price for Pew, you know what? When people suggest that in 1969 they could have gotten the same peace we got in 1976, I don't understand. It's because what they were really giving to us in October, they wouldn't have given it to us in November. They wouldn't have given it to us until the one December the 18th when we had to resume the bombs of the North, because their price was overthrow Pew.
Yeah, but there's something I have to say. In 69, they wouldn't give you that piece of pleasure. Why? Because Pew had no strength.
Important
for for the U.S. public relations policies to force the facts on the reporter. Now, very often, we pay a very big price for a little improvement. Cosmetic improvement doesn't work. You remember when you went to meet in Cambodia? That was a tough decision. It's just absolutely correct. I mean, you would not be able to get out of the plane. That would be absolutely cut of the gag. Yeah.
John, I remember. Changed my life. I had a meeting in this office every morning. The Pentagon, this small thing about yourself. Yeah. The Pentagon. They sent over to Eisenhower. I said, no, we've got to prove this is working. And I said, I want you to send over how much you're picking up at the cashier's. We picked up 12 tons of this or that. And I'd say, please translate it into how many weapons. And I couldn't get it to do it. And finally, I said, no. With a piece of paper, figured out about 12 tons. And every morning, I wrote it out. Today, we got five. And they sent it over. We got 30 tons of rice. And I said, we got so many blanks. We had the same. And so we had five Indian rifles today. And that was the whole thing. We put it out day after day. We had another thing just the other day, John. We made another. I had a little boy with this figure wrong, but it's still pretty good. We had a marvelous group in here who just picked up the biggest narcotics by a Frenchman. And the talking paper for me said, this is great. This guy, Ricard, that they picked up, is the biggest haul we've had. He is responsible for bringing 15 tons of narcotics of heroin. Now, 15 tons of heroin is the So I figured out 15 tons is 900 million doses of heroin, which is four for every American.
That's the kind of stuff people get around.
But that should have been in the talking paper. 900 million doses. We figured out today. The guy asked the guy here, but he said 9 billion. But that's all right. Still picking up. But the point is, coming back to the communication, how do you communicate? You would have to sit down and talk to a Russian.
No, we didn't know that. I wouldn't hurt you, matter of fact, but I wouldn't suggest that necessarily.
But what would you do?
Oh, you might have a kind of off-the-record conversation with the newspaper people, where you went through their record, and asked if you had a problem. Yeah, you have to document this very carefully. You've got to meet them. I must suggest this way to do it. You've got to pick the battleground where you have to win.
Yeah, so
there's no point to...
Now, John, you have done that, so what happens? Well, it's fair to say, it isn't where you don't get an apology as
hurt. We don't want an apology.
That's right. They all talk, for example, the thing you should know is that they're all talking, they create the impression that the president is chagrined because he doesn't feel he's got credit for anyone. That's what I've ever talked about. I want credit for the president. I want credit for the guy who died. For America. That's what's involved. And they know that.
Americans be proud of this whole big peace war.
It should be proud.
A lot of things wrong with what happened there. Anybody who says makes mistakes. I'll argue in some ways the big peace war was
a lot better than the French is.
Automatically better.
Yeah.
But also, you have to take care of a little problem. I want to be honest with you. The big mistakes were made in Vietnam. Mistakes. I spent many hours with General Abrams on this. You have to win the war in a way in which the people understand it.
That's right.
There's no point winning the war if you're losing. That's not that much too strong.
Right.
You lose too much, you see.
Yeah.
Now, we also made three big technical mistakes in the Vietnamese War. We made four mistakes.
Yeah.
There have been five major studies in the Vietnamese War done. Three, with the military, two civilian.
Yeah.
All five have the same recommendations.
Yeah.
First is rural constabulary.
Right.
So we'll have rural constabulary.
Thompson recommends that.
Yeah, well, all everybody does.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody recommends the same. Every rule of rules down for this. Imagine a landing operation facility with a great Navy, but you forgot the Marine Corps. But a great Navy. And I can tell you that Navy is. You got to have a Marine Corps. It's only a few thousand men. It doesn't work. The entire purpose of these wars, these are police wars, not military wars.
That's right.
The purpose of the military is to protect the police. You don't have the police to protect. We don't have civil rules down there.
Right.
It takes about 20 times as many soldiers to replace the missing cop. It's a factor of 20. That's the number one problem you have.
Right. So,
the second problem was counterintelligence. These are counterintelligence wars. We ran this war on 12-month rotation people. It takes 2 years to make the files. An enemy ace will not report to a change in face. He won't report to him, sorry.
You're quite there.
18 months, we're trying to change the 18 month rotation. Doesn't help at all.
I saw an issue on that.
Counterintelligence.
What I mean is they're trying to think that the 1 year new Ventura duty was absolutely ridiculous.
You can't do it. For some people like guerrilla war, and that's the counterintelligence part of the war. Yeah. Can't be done.
Right.
It will work, you see. The 30th astronaut level, the village indoctrination. Here we did the medium. You know, now we're good at that kind of stuff.
We are.
Yeah, we're great at it. We have the best lunches you can sell in the world. These people will be rich. We can make them rich.
Right.
And look, they're big time is a rich country. It's not the problem. The idea that it's poor is, it takes up our educational system. We take young PhDs. We send them to Vietnam. None of them can tell that Vietnam is rich. That's easy to tell. Look at the young kids, for example, all have clean clothes, they're all going to school. In both countries, the kids wear matches. You can't afford them clothes for every day. You see, in rich countries, you're well off. The kids always have, not always, but in many countries, have new clothes to go to school always. You see, so I ask them, those kids go to school? Yes. You know, so see, everyone had new clothes, no single match. Well, no, it doesn't. I said, they can't tell a rich country from a poor country. They just can't tell their kids. We really have to train them to see.
Right.
Train them to listen.
Right.
They can learn better. You know the phrase book learning? It's an absolutely accurate phrase. Completely accurate. The system of education is bad. It's getting worse by the other one. The fourth thing is the proper tactics. Now the Korean sector, for example, have proper tactics by accident. I'm not talking about the two Korean groups, they got the same, which is one group was out there in the north. Which were really kind of miserable people. They did all the atrocities, or, you know, sort of thing. But take the Korean roughly from south of the Nyack to the frontier. That was an area where day and night you could drive with lights on.
Very different.
This is the toughest decision area of all. No problems at all. See? Now, the Korean army refused to learn from them, just refused to fly. Because the Koreans themselves didn't understand what they had done. They'd done an accident. Basically, they'd done the same program Thompson recommended, which we recommended.
Yeah.
Well, we heard about reading Thompson. I'm very upset with how Thompson recommended our program 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
I guess it's a dirty pool. You can tell me how much you're
looking at 69.
Yeah, well, we recommended 68 to 67.
Right.
And so that's just the Thompson book doesn't have a program we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's an oil spot type program. No, Thompson's very good. See, I reviewed his book. I made a comment from which he believed we don't think he's great. We take his advice and follow the woman from 1 year earlier.
Right.
You know, he can do better than Thompson, what I'm saying.
He's
good enough.
Well, good enough. Very few are giving any comments or words.
Oh, he's very good. He's very good. I shouldn't be that big, but he's very
good. Yeah.
You had to. Let me give you an example. You know how I'm not worried about rule of the circus anymore? You know, this is a dead problem. Remember 10 years ago, they were taking place over? All those government into our school in Panama, it's a first grade school. I would give half the credit, you know, for this problem, for that school of Panama. We do not, in Vietnam, do 10% as good as that school of Panama. You see, they don't know how to do it. Our own military manuals are better than Vietnam. You see, now there's reasons for that. The French have a saying, to know all is to forgive all. I don't believe that. I don't forgive. But they need to know all is to understand all. Talks in the Pentagon and the Saigon, which almost lost our connection with the Pentagon completely. In 1967, I made a comparison with Abraham Lincoln. I said, it took Lincoln 3.5 years to find a general. One he found down the wall, at least he wanted to be a church. President Johnson hasn't started drinking.
Woo!
Very harsh remarks to make to a group of major generals. Now, they got a study, by the way, but the West, the only West will never forgive him. He didn't expect that. He's a decent guy, but
he's a guy, but he was
a very decent guy. I mean, this is an unfair remark for us, but it's true, because he had folks attached to that issue. It takes generals to win wars. Abrams was automatically better, but he's an older man. He was sick. He can't afford tired in
the end. For example, the Laotian, the Cambodian thing was carried on with considerable verve, and if we hadn't lost General Creed, they would have scooped up the round the rest of that thing, and Cambodia would be in better shape than it is today. The Laotian could have been won, but, and actually, it helped too, because of the attrition.
Postal Service very bad public relations. Two senators wanted to illustrate this. Abe cut a press conference inside where he said the object is not to catch them, but to disorganize them and to pick up their shades. You see, very important at that point. He's not there to catch them. The general in charge didn't understand that point. He told the reporters they were going to catch them. Then when they got there, the shoes were always gone. And then he said, well, we have to pick up their shades. But that's when it doesn't look good. You got to say it before. And that was like an excuse. And he misunderstood that, by the way. Maybe at the press conference. But his own gentleman didn't understand it.
Yeah.
So they killed him. I think the big mistake that was made. At the same time the ocean operator was operating, you had a fantastic big operation by Vietnamese in Cambodia.
Yeah.
All you had to do was say the purpose of this operation is to block up the oil in Cambodia.
Right.
Then it's a success, it was a failure. Because it blocks. That speech was never made by the American spokesman. We were sick here, we never told you. Yeah, well, we called there. I called that at the beginning. We called the teacher's office, but a friend of mine was with him. But it was next to me, you know, it was, you got to take those opportunities. They want to, you see, the negative is a success. Those are the speeches Hawkins to make the little house operation a success. Even though it was not a success, it should have been.
Well, it turned out, I would say,
take the check.
It's up to you.
I've said for a few individuals. Yeah, and when I see any of them, I don't see how they reproduce. But nevertheless, that's another story. They come to their earth once, but that's another subject. I come out of the Hindu Pakistan thing, but people do not realize that had we not made a gesture toward Pakistan, the China mission would have done it too, and the Russian mission would have done it. See, it's all a part of a great pattern. And here is a place where, if I may say so, the old British establishment, even perhaps the present press lords of British in Britain, would stand by a prime minister. The American establishment not only doesn't stand by, but it refuses to understand. It refuses to, and we have explained it.
I think that's why it's kind of like,
I've explained, Kissinger explains it, I mean, but right now, they do. It is a question of understanding.
I don't think they want to understand.
That's what you say. See, I get back to my real, that's why I get back to my original question. I agree, we should like to have a better relation with the upper middle class. I can talk intelligently, I think, I've done it to college classes, even if I've spoken at Harvard or something, other places, and so forth. But believe me, I would have to say, I think it's a loser. I don't aim at that, but I'll say anything that's going to irritate them too badly, and I'll use pleasant rhetoric and all that sort of thing. But as far as trying to win them,
you can't win them. You can't win them. No, let me give you the case what I mean. The Pakistan thing has never been explained to Donald Trump. I mean, if you made a gesture, which got to be blind, you don't really try. But take the blind issue in Texas. The Narby Commission said there's no evidence of Narby does any harm. What do you mean by that? That little boys will rape older girls, old men will rape little girls. As far as you know, that's probably right. Good careless. What is the pornography issue in America? This issue is based on the following. The average American family wants attention in sex as a religious matter, as a moral matter, as a matter of good taste.
That's right.
Open pornography, supported by the state, available in the corner drug store, destroys that attention. So it completely destroys the American family, and the American family wants it, their religion, their morals, everything else. Not the rape issue, it's the STEM issue. Now, they don't understand this. Give you an example of me about this. The average American wants to have sex education schools, by which he means education of the facts of life, so girls should get pregnant accidentally, education against pregnancy. The upper middle class border of education feels that attention to sex is sick. They want to have sex should be like a kind of creative, joyful, interesting, fun. Oh, by the way, very simple. Alright. So the first thing they do is they start teaching technique and orgasm in school. This parent, I mean, let me say, people blood. Some of these parents will do it with their shoes on. They don't want creativity. They don't want. It's a kind of clash between two learning systems. Now, if you explain to the Board of Education system just how this hurts the middle class, they'll understand something. There's a case. You see, they don't understand there's a case there. They're not bad people trying to destroy the American family. They don't understand they're destroying the American family. Yeah.
There's another argument, too, that I think you made there, which might be a first conceived ground that there are people that prefer to, you know, to have it all done, have had the sex, everybody run around, and they can do what they damn please, and so forth and so on. Take all the mystery. Basically, you call it tension or something else. It's mystery question. And I've always said that you show me. take characters in the inside. I don't mind that being Esquire, and I don't mind being Playboy. But Time magazine is written about 7 years old, 8 year old, and the rest, and it should not be there. And I will not allow the damn magazine out here. I have my staff reading for me and so forth. Now, why am I against it? Because I'm against. I had all the Supreme Court arguments because I was once before the court on a matter that was related to it, right? But you know, redeeming social value and so forth. That's bunk. That's bunk. There's no redeeming social value in that brand of movie. And yet, as a result of those damnable arguments, but and why haven't you talked to me? What you have noticed here, you said you talk about look and money or things. Look, Max, why have I went down the tube? I could have told Mike Coles why I went down that. It's another one thing I can say. No, no, no. I look at life. Life used to have those marvelous editorials by Chesson.
Yeah.
And life then moved on off of that. And those editorials were mustard. I read them only when I was a vice president.
Right.
Then they came on. Then life moved to the sort of the way out sort of thing. You know, the rather the marvelous picture that they were trying to do. By that I mean modern art. No, I should not modern art because your life's so hard. I don't have my title. But anyway, they moved to stuff that I didn't understand, so they lost categories. And then from that, they moved to sensationalism, smears and rest, just like the Saturday Post had done. And then finally, they moved to straight up pornography. And that's what they
did. But
they don't
understand.
No,
they don't
understand.
They lost their readers. They lost their advertisers. And
the
advertisers,
they did have their advertisers.
They did have their advertisers.
Why did the advertisers
leave? That's where Americans. They said, if you were the last advertising meeting in the world, I would advertise in your rank. And they were at the United last. And they wrote that, they told that to the advertising people who told them to lie and wouldn't believe it, see if I can't sell.
Yeah.
They understand these. They have a lot of square advertisers pick that up. See, look, those readers. Like the news readers, their readers like it. Unfortunately, that's it.
Yeah.
Look, like the country is correct. I'll put my best market likes that.
Yeah.
You see.
Okay.
They're advertisers in the square.
Yeah.
And then they're not the last advertising meeting in the world. We don't have to support this half junk.
You see, the point is, the problem we've got, though, too, is we look at the upper middle class and so forth. It's my wife's birthday, so I've got to get away.
Oh,
but I've got to say that we, you see, naturally, we, anybody in this office, first you want to hear the wife's name. That's such a silly, trite statement that should be made. But naturally, beyond that, any individual wants, when they talk about, uniting the country and all the rest, and my good friend from the Christian Science Monitor, Courtney Sheldon, said, don't you think that maybe by granting amnesty, denying the country, but absolutely, I would divide this country in such a vicious way, unbelievable. I said, and correctly by the country, but this is a vast issue.
Well,
you
do,
but I do, and I am appealed to by your point that the reason I think it's better by your point that we ought to communicate this upper middle class, because I admit we don't have much communication,
but you have to communicate. But you won't qualify that. So you're very important. You got it right. You're the president. I said you have the right then. You'll get more vicious against you if you split them. It gets angry.
Yeah.
You see?
So
viciousness goes up. But I believe you can, in effect, fix the New York Times and Washington Post. You can't fix Harvard or the Neighbor Review Books.
No.
I mean, you have to get extension.
Maybe the New York Times.
New York Times can be fixed. Oh, they're decent people. Wicker is a very nice guy. I don't know who he's married, very good people. They're a very nice friend of mine.
He's a good hearted fellow.
He's a good hearted fellow. He's a decent guy. Franklin's a decent guy.
Rest of the nation.
Yeah, I'm good. The rest of them are.
The rest of his problem is that he's made the Westerner who came here and acquired an Eastern intellectual accent, and consequently has become an insufferable snob and doesn't realize it.
Well, Wicker's not a snob.
I mean, I don't say this critically. I admire both their qualities strongly.
I admire Wicker as a person. I think his columns are a disaster. Oh, yeah, I spent a full day with him. But the point I want to make is I believe there are about 10 or 12 subjects, very specific subjects, which you can get through and win the argument.
Not many.
I tell you what you do, which you can go back and don't have a many
polish lines. Write me a note about those 10 or 12 subjects.
That's right.
You think I should get through on
the right
there?
Exactly.
Let me go after them.
Yeah, and I think it'd be great. I mean, you're the best sense of it, you know, we work on that. No, I mean, and
I don't want to.
Just be clear. I understand they had it wrong.
You can't make a person apologize. No, not us.
I hope it's vicious is what I wanted to get. I'm not going to make a fun. You can't do it here. No. You got to be mature.
No, you've got to use grace and so forth. They want us to apologize.
They want you to. They really want you to apologize.
Oh, I've had
it.
No, I heard their. You see, the problem they have.
Children, no children, yes, two.
I'm at it.
Two, one boy, one girl.
All right.